is paid by fees. That's how much we collect in the fees that Commissioner Wyatt was talking about that goes towards those.
It actually is fees that pay, to my knowledge, what I've been under, to my understanding, that those fees actually pay those, that 4% for anybody that has been for the...
So the employees have to make up the difference. That's what I'm getting at.
Yes.
So when it says paid by fees, some of that 4% is already being... How does that work? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
The 4% didn't come into play until February 25th, 2002.
Do we all have this?
This is what you were figuring for this year, wasn't it, David? It's going to cost, what would cost if the county fees would have to pay $87,939.09, David's figuring, just for this year.
Or that's for the employees that are under, that was before February 25th, 2002.
And okay.
That county, those fees paid are not set. By saying that amount will not, that depends on how many documents are filed in the recorder's office. That depends on how many people are paying late on their taxes.
I guess what I'm trying to figure out, though, is if the county pays the full 4%, are those fees still collected and where do they go?
They're collected by the collector and the recorder, and then they send a check in each month up to...
To the SERF.
And the assessor. And those are statutorily.
Right, and I understand that, but so we still collect those fees.
We still collect those fees.
And then those fees still go to SERF.
Correct.
Are those fees then still reflected on our portion that the county paid into SERF? And I understand that pays for the former, for the employees prior to 2002, mm-hmm. whatever that date was.
Correct.
So that doesn't necessarily change anything there.
That contribution is still going to take place.
Contribution is still going to take place.
Yes. Okay.
So that's where I have the figure, the total that was.
What if we don't? Do we only submit the fees that correlates with the amount that is owed for those specific employees? Meaning, if we collect more in fees than what's actually due for those employees, what happened? Do those fees still go?
Yes, all the fees that's collected goes and applies to...
Regardless of the amount. So if we get to the point where we no longer have any employees that were employed prior to 2002, they still receive all the fees?
Yes.
Is that something we need to look into in the future as to how that needs to actually happen?
Well, you got to remember, you got other people that retire. Is this going to retire? And they're going to continue...
From other counties?
From Taney County. Just Taney County's retirees. Is going to continue to draw until
off of that same fund that everybody else draws off of. Okay.
And the SERF board meets and evaluates all of this and determines it.
So 100% of those fees that are collected go to SERF.
Right.
And whether that's a surplus, there's no set amount of that gets paid in. So it's not monthly. $50,000.
So we could be in a detriment. I mean, we could be in
a deficit.
That's the reason they started 4% is because we were in a deficit.
Gotcha.
Okay. I guess that was my question. Like, how is that number figured? But it's just 100% of it goes, whether it pays it or it doesn't. It is contributed to the SERF fund.
I'd be curious as if we pay it more than what we've...
Or if it's an adequate amount, yeah.
They keep track of that. The SERF board does, and it's evaluated.
I'm sure it's in those books they give us every year.
Pardon?
So I'm sure it's in those books they give us every year.
The book they send out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If they ever come into a surplus, but you're going to have more and more people retiring that, but if it ever did come to a surplus and they evaluate it, they have the power to lower the...
They could make it mandatory that everybody pay.
They could. That's a SERF board. That's when they are audited and evaluated. And... the amount of fees that's paid through the recorder and the assessor and the collector is statutory. The collector used to be, that's when you file late on your assessment form.
Right.
It used to be $100, and I didn't know that until just we dealt with the deal. They raised that to 150.
I guess I'm going to pay 150 this year.
Shame on you.
Oh, I pay it every year. I don't know why.
I don't either. But that's all done by the statute.
Did you not turn yours in either? It is what it is.
No.
Okay. Ms. White, did you have a, or Commissioner White, did you have a motion you wanted to make?
I would like to make a motion that for the annual contribution into CERF that this year the county pay the 4% for the 2025 tax year.
Did you say consider or did you say do it?
She said made a motion to. Did you say consider in your motion?
No.
No, she said make a
motion. I would like to make a
motion to contribute.
That the county pay the 4% contribution to the CERF that is now being paid by the employees on the annual contribution for the 2025 tax year.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Don, I know you are going to be retiring one of these days, but with technology the way it is now, it's hard for me to imagine that a programmer cannot program that in and put it out each month.
I'd say that's probably possible, but at the same time, that may be changing. I don't know this, but that may be changing software. They can add it to what we already have.
I do know that there is our internal team working on a payroll system, and I wouldn't doubt that could not be
added.
And we need a time frame on that too.
Yeah.
You agree on that? That we need a time frame for that to be completed.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone.
Next, we have approval of emergency management performance grant. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated November 14th, 2024, approving the agreement as to form. Grant that pays the salaries for emergency management employees, a part of.
Any questions?
Nope.
I move to approve the FY 2024 Emergency Management Performance Grant by EMPG, file number 24-137EM.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have court orders. First one we have is for the personal property paid abatements.
You guys have any questions on the first one?
No.
Label Exhibit A with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated November 18th, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we'll have the erroneous assessment.
I didn't see anything. Did you guys?
No, the one correction that we were looking for has been made.
Actually, two of them were that we had to send back to get.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're both on that, the
good?
First two ones.
Yeah.
Labels Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B with today's date of November 18th, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's good.
Thank you.
That is it. Thank you so much. All right. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are scheduled for budget discussion upstairs. I have 9:41 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.